Hey guys, welcome back to Fist Pump Friday, where we talk about women who have courage and bravery, who I just love to give a little high five, give a little knuckles and fist pump. People and women who are overcoming the obstacles of just walking the muddy waters of being a woman in this world. Fist Pump Friday is all about you. It's all about what you're accomplishing in the world and how to continue to do your best, even sometimes when it feels like you're at your worst. I see women every day overcoming obstacles, being successful. I see women every day also falling flat on their faces and getting back up. And that is why I created Fist Pump Fridays. Guys, I created Fist Pump Fridays many years ago. I began doing it on Facebook Live when I was still a gym owner and a fitness instructor and a personal trainer. And I would go to people's houses, to people's gyms, to meet people in the park, and I would interview women and the stories about their lives. And I absolutely loved it. And people loved it. And they were just regular women doing big, great things in the world that you might not ever hear about. So here I am again, back doing Fist Pump Fridays, this time through podcast. Today's topic is all about taking a fitness break. And while I don't have anybody to interview today, I want to talk about you and me and every woman in this world, because I believe in a fitness break. And you're probably thinking, what? What are you talking about, Mindy? Fitness break? I'm supposed to work out 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, 365 days a year because I had pizza last night and a glass of wine with my friends. And I'm here to set you free. Today's topic that we're going to discuss is really just all about taking a fitness break in a healthy way. So buckle up. Maybe get some get yourself a glass of wine. Maybe go get yourself a pen and paper, whatever your personality desires. Take note. Because I'm going to give you my 7 tips on how to take the best, most renewing fitness break of your life. So let's dive in. Like I said, you're probably wondering, fitness break, what is that all about? I thought I was supposed to work out just every day of the week, maybe one day off. And I do agree with that. I do agree, guys, that we need to do our best to exercise 5 to 6 days a week. But after 14 years in the fitness industry, owning my own gym, teaching fitness group classes, working with women one-on-one, working with women in large groups, I'm here to tell you that sometimes you just need a break. Sometimes you just need a chance to clear it all out. Guys, here are my first and best 7 tips. For people who are feeling a little weary and just needing to renew. For women who've just maybe trained for an event like a marathon or a big triathlon or your first 5K and you're just spent following a training plan. Maybe you haven't exercised and you've been taking a fitness break and you need a way to figure out how to get back on the bandwagon. This podcast is for you today. Maybe you're a mom who's got a world that's swirling around and you can't keep it all together and you just have let the fitness go so that you can keep all the irons in the fire between PTA and your full-time job. There's no shame in any of those situations. But let me tell you how to get back on and how to get back off in a healthy way. My first tip, guys, is you must have a plan. So I've been telling my clients for years, when it comes to fitness, we must have a plan. You know, when we get married, we have wedding plans. When we build a house, there's house plans. Guys, when you open a business, you have to have a business plan. You have to know where you're going and what time you're going to be there and how it's going to all get done, checklist by checklist. So I want to say, if you're feeling the need to either get back into fitness or to take a break from fitness, have a good plan. When I say that, I want to encourage you to step away for a certain amount of days. Because what happens to us is that we will take a break from our fitness on a vacation. And somehow when we come back, we don't quite make it back to the gym for another 2 months. Can I get an amen? Can I get a hey, hey? That's so true, right? I encourage you to have a plan for how many days you're actually going to take off. Hold yourself accountable to 7 days, 5 days, 3 days. And if you're serious about your health and fitness, I highly encourage you to not take more than 7 days off. Now, I want to give you an example of how I recently took a fitness break. I've personally been training for a Olympic distance triathlon. I hired my own personal trainer online, since I obviously very much believe in that, being a personal trainer myself formerly. And he sends me workouts daily. He gives me feedback through email. I was having a tough time a few weeks ago, and as I was plunging through all my workouts, I just came to a screeching halt 1 week. And I knew I needed a break. And it was mainly emotional and mental due to some stressors in my life. Because see, sometimes, guys, we have to slow down and process what's going on. So I messaged my trainer and I said, "This might feel ludicrous to you, but I need you to understand that I need a break for a few days. Things are really hectic and hard around here, and I need to take something off my list or I'm going to blow my mind. I'm going to lose it." I said, "I'll be back in 5 to 7 days, I promise. Hold tight." Thankfully, he was a forgiving and gracious man and said, "Let me know, but I'll hold you accountable." Which is why I hired him, of course. So, ladies, have a plan. Also, be self-aware in that plan about what you need. Because originally, I thought I would take 5 days off. And when the fifth day came, I said, "No, I need a couple more days." By day 7, I was ready to roll. The second tip I have for you during your fitness break is to continue to drink tons of water. Because oftentimes when you're taking that fitness break of working out hard, lifting hard, running hard, spinning hard, whatever you've been doing, it's a chance for your body to renew. And water is like a living well for your body, for your soul even. It's the literal makings of cleansing. So be very conscious in your process about how much water that you drink. Continue to drink a lot of water during your break. I also recommend number 3, the third tip I have for you when you're taking a fitness break, is to continue walking. Now, a couple weeks ago when I knew I was at my wit's end, sort of with different stressors in my life. By the way, it's May. For all of you moms out there with kids in school, you know what I'm talking about. May's crazy. Don't you just wish the school district could get their heads together and be like, okay, on this night, we have too many things going on. But I knew that I had so much going on that I needed a break. But I also didn't want to completely stop moving, because we know things in motion stay in motion. And we know that things are sitting still, they sit still. So I encourage you, when you're feeling like you need a break, to continue moving in a slow, gentle, thoughtful way. For me, what that looks like is to take brisk walks and talk to Jesus. Guys, I kept moving. I got my steps in for the day, but I wasn't pounding my body and pushing my limits with my heart rate. And I believe that God met me in those places and in those brisk, beautiful walks as the leaves were blooming in May and I was sneezing and coughing the whole way. It was a beautiful interaction between me and God during that fitness break. Number four, when you're feeling like you need a fitness break, I want you to phone your friend. Phone your best fitness friend and plan a date to start again. Recently, I did this exact same thing. Bless my friend Bree. She's actually 3 months postnatal. She's been walking and moving slightly into some jogging. So I called her and said, Bree, this is my plan. I've taken some days off of fitness. Would you meet me Sunday morning and we're going to hit it hard again? And she said, absolutely. Sunday morning would have been my seventh day on my fitness break. Having that girlfriend time and waking up on Sunday morning before church and hitting it hard with my friend who's trying to lose her baby weight was so rewarding and exactly what my soul needed. Girlfriend time, exercise time, sweaty time, and then I went straight to church. Guys, when you know you need a break, phone a friend and say, on the seventh day, I'm going to meet you. Will you show up for me? And if you have that good friend, they'll be there. Number five, guys, listen, there is no shame in taking time off of exercise. Our bodies actually need and crave rest. Again, in my many years being a fitness instructor, personal trainer, and gym owner, I've seen other women pound their bodies to the ground. Guys, I must confess, I've done the same thing in an effort to get in a certain size or look a certain way. And while all that's good, and we always have a little sense of vanity that we're dealing with, do not shame yourself for taking time off. Own it. Live it. Understand it. Give yourself permission to take a little break. Number six, never let yourself stay there. For those of you who are listening today who have maybe taken a year off for a fitness break, I want to speak into you right now. You are worth it. You maybe stayed there a little longer than you intended. It maybe just came into your existence that suddenly 6 months went by and you realized you hadn't exercised. I don't think anybody wakes up and says, I'm not going to exercise for the next 6 years. Somehow it just happens. So I encourage you today to look at your calendar and to mentally and emotionally and spiritually prepare yourself for 3 days from now or 6 days from now to get ready and get started again. So folks, listen, don't let yourself stay there. Number seven, this is probably the biggest key tip of all of these tips today. When you have decided to take a fitness break. Make sure that you're using that time to go deeper spiritually with God. Sometimes I think we tend as humans to just go rogue and take a break because we've been on vacation and we've had fun, you know, drinking and dancing and laying out wherever we're on vacation. And then we forget to get back started when we're home. I want to encourage you today that if you take a purposeful, meaningful fitness break, that you intentionally use your time on your walks, in your thoughts, in your daily prayers, as you journal, to get deeper and closer with God's purpose for your life. I pause before I go on because that number seven tip is so critical. God wants to spend time with you. He wants to see you where you are. He wants to show you how beautiful that you are. He wants to give you the tools you need to carry on and to overcome. I fully believe that our bodies are a temple of the Holy Spirit and that we are intended to keep these vessels, these temples, as healthy as possible so that we can do good work in the world. You are meant to do good work in this world. Your body is meant to be healthy and clean and able. And sometimes that starts with a fitness break. And sometimes that starts with you just getting up and choosing to go for a walk with Jesus. If you hear anything today, if you come away with any message, I want you to know that you're worth it and that life gets messy and hard, but you're an overcomer. And that you are a beautiful creation in Christ, and your body is meant to move. So meditate on that. One thing I've been doing recently is this acronym called SNAP. And it's been very helpful for me on a daily basis. So I want to leave it with you today. SNAP is literally a moment in my day where I will set an alarm on my phone. The alarm goes off, let's see, I think like 10 o'clock or 11, 10:45, again at 2, again at 6, and then like 9:30 before I go to bed. And when that alarm goes off, I turn it off immediately and I go through these steps so that I am more self-aware of when and what I need to do for myself to stay in a healthy mental and emotional state. And understanding myself and understanding yourself is a better way to know when you need a break from something, whether it's fitness or a relationship or a project. So while we're talking about taking a fitness break today, this amazing step that I'm about to give you can help you manage so much more than just, do I need a fitness break or do I need to get back on the bandwagon? It's called SNAP. So you set your alarm. It goes off on your phone. You stop. That's the S in SNAP. The N in SNAP is notice. You notice where you are in time and space. How you're feeling, what your surroundings are, and be self-aware. The A stands for ask. You ask yourself, how am I feeling right now inside? And what messages am I telling myself or what's going through my head that I'm believing right now? And what would it be like if I turned that around? Or what would it be like if I let go of that negative message? And then the P is you can pivot and make the decision to pivot from those negative messages in your head. Let's go over it again. Snap equals stop. Notice, ask, and pivot. I wish that I was some kind of mom genius and I came up with this idea on my own, but I didn't. I read it in a book and I've put it into practice recently. If you're wondering if you need a fitness break or frankly just a break from anything, I suggest you do that for a couple of days and you'll definitely know for sure. Let me recap for you these 7 tips, and I hope that it helps you make a decision on whether you're feeling weary or your body's broken down and you need a break. 1 was have a plan. 2, drink lots of water. 3, still go for walks with God. 4, phone a friend and plan a date to get started again. 5, don't shame yourself. It's okay to take a break from anything, actually. 6, don't let yourself stay there. And 7, go deeper with God during this time. It can be such a beautiful cleanse. Guys, this is Mindy Shriver with Fist Pump Friday. I give you a fist pump right now. You can do this. This is your life and your world, and you are made to conquer it. Have a wonderful Friday. Bye.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.